And now we're going. So, welcome. It's Friday.
It's time for a message. How about you? You ready to get fed tonight? Because I know I am. Because, again, even though I might have sat here and put the message together, but, you know, a lot of times it feeds me. But I really hope that, you know, these messages within the past several months of those of you who's been here, you know, this has been going on for quite a few years, you know, and I was thinking and reflecting this morning, you know, looking at all the other sermons preached. And I thought to myself, you know, I just wonder if anybody else really gets anything out of this. And I was just kind of, you know, contemplating, you know, well, you know, if the few keep showing up, then I'm going to keep on doing this. Because, you know, me and my wife, we talked a little bit last night. And she says, well, you know, what's going to be the future of the chat room? I said, well, for right now, I you know, for the cost, it's not that bad. So we're just going to keep it going. It's just right now we got to work on our website to try to get some kinks worked out, because I have learned some new stuff yesterday talking with some people that kind of knows things about websites and programming and HTTPS and all that other stuff. But that's another issue, folks. But I am glad that you're here. I wish more could be here. You know, for some reason we did have a lot of other users were showing up, but they're not showing up no more. But, you know, whatever. That's fine. You, my friends, decided to come here tonight. So as I was thinking about this message, because, you know, when I spoke to you last Friday, I was thinking about another message already. And I was thinking about, you know, what should I be led to, or what should I even think about talking to you about tonight? And we went to church, you know, that Sunday, and I was talking to some people, and, you know, and I started talking to a few ladies, and, you know, and a good question came up, and this is why I'm going to ask you this question. And this is what led me to this message. So the question tonight, do you know what faith means? Do you really know what the true meaning of faith really is? Do you fully understand the meaning of faith? Now, I want you to think about that. You know, you really think about it hard. And that is a good, typical answer. But I'd like for us, you know, and this is why when I think about things like this, dig deeper. Don't come up with what we were taught, told, trained, or however. Think about it for like the first time. What does it really mean? And did you know that a few subjects in the Bible are more important for us to understand than that of faith? The dictionary, my friends, tells us that faith is confidence or trust in a person or thing. Now, since human trust has been greatly abused in this world, many people have chosen to put their faith in something rather than someone. This should never be true of the believer. Faithfulness adds strength for any burden, and God's blessings will be upon us and give us courage. Reason why I think about that, pastors, missionaries, teachers, and even born-again believers all need great faith. The Lord Jesus himself even commands us to have faith in God. God has not called his people to rally around some sort of belief system, but to place their trust in him. If Christians are to endure to the end, we, my friends, must understand that the one and only key to our survival is faith in Jesus Christ and what he did for us at the cross. Put aside everything else. Your faith, my friends, squarely lays in what Jesus did for us at the cross. And if a lot of us can't fully comprehend that, you're going to have some struggles. But if you can get to that point and finally understand what that faith means or what he did at the cross, then you're on the right path. You're on the right path. You see, our faith is developed over the years by various trials and testings that God himself allows into our lives. And sadly, many Christians have wrongly chosen to associate faith with feelings. Ponder on that for a little bit. My buddy here tonight, and many of you here tonight, y'all can relate to this. If we are dealing with people, teaching people, talking to people, what is the common thing that we generally hear from a lot of Christians coming through this room? Can someone try to give me one phrase? Anybody, throw me a bone. Don't be afraid. I'm going to help you out. The thing that I hear all the time, Brother Jim, I don't feel it. There's a good one. I'm bored. Wow. Really? I don't feel it. I'm bored. If that is how you are placing your faith, I wonder, do you have faith at all? Do you understand what faith really is? You see, I was one of those folks in my first year saying yes to Christ. I was chasing feelings. If I didn't feel it, I didn't have faith. I came to the realization that I had to understand faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, I finally realized my faith had to trust into what God said he was going to do according to his words. But see, those Christians who are chasing their feelings, or who says they are bored because I don't feel the faith, this kind of emotional faith can survive only as long as life is understandable and within their control. But what happens when the rug of human understanding is pulled out from under them and events in their lives turns chaotic and uncontrollable? These Christians then sink because their faith is built on emotionalism, not on a solid rock of faith in Christ. That's why they struggle. That's why they have a hard time. That's why they have difficulties. My friends, listen to this, please. True faith is being able to keep afloat in the dark sea of circumstances. True faith is strengthened when we, you and I, choose to believe in the unfailing character, faithfulness, and perfect love of God, no matter what events surrounds us. When we choose to wallow in fear and doubt, however, faith is weakened. And you wonder why so many struggle. When they wallow in self-pity, wallow in their problems, wallow in worries, wallow in fear, wallow in doubt. I was talking to someone this morning and I said, you know what? When they are in that mold or that mindset, they, my friends, are doubting the word of God. Or they want to stay in that type of bondage because they enjoy it. they are not really lacking faith. You know, one of the scriptures says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. My friends, all unbelief and all debate concerning the integrity of God must be repented of all, and all arguments and controversies concerning God's promise must be abandoned. We, you and I, must choose by faith to believe that God will be forever be true to His words. Do you get it? Do you understand this? We, you and I, right now tonight, those who choose to be here today, you, and I know I might be preaching to the choir, but people that we encounter, that we talk to either in the chat room or in real life, we need to help them understand what faith really means. Faith is to believe that God will be forever true to His words. The Bible is clear on that, my friends. Once you understand that, then difficulties, hardships, times, trials, temptations, all these things, yeah, they still will come, and you may have to endure it, but if you allow yourself to be true to God and understand His words and accept it by faith that God will help me get through this, then you're going to be okay. It may be a season that you may have to deal with certain things, but you're going to be okay. Now, some people may have to endure some things for a while, but if you still have faith that God is going to deliver you because we are overcomers, you're going to be okay. But if you start to waver and doubt and fear and all these other words, then you're going to have problems. So that way you got to stop and say, you know what, I'm going to accept this by faith regardless of what's going on with me. We all have doubts, my friends. We all go through difficulties. We all get discouraged. We all get depressed at times. Look, we have all these battles. It's called a spiritual war. You and I are in war against evil because we all live in the life of goodness. And we have to understand by faith. And I told a gentleman that was in this room a little bit earlier today, you have to understand by faith, my friends, according to what the scripture says, and Quran even says it a lot, we win. The devil is defeated. He has no power over you. Why do you let him have that power? We win. Satan is the defeated foe. That's it. And by faith, I'm going to accept that. You know what? He has no power over me. The things that happen to me is doing it for a reason. God is either trying to grab my attention, He's trying to get something out of my life, or He's showing me who He really is. And by faith, I accept that. And by faith, I will trust Him. And by faith, I will live it. So those of you who have your Bibles with you tonight, we're going to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Two verses tonight. And starting with verse 1, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of a witness, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which cleanses so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And most important, my friends, verse 2, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Woo-hoo! Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for allowing us to come here. Father, we thank You again for giving us this technology. We thank You again for just allowing us to fellowship and praise You and glorify You, to lift You up, to lift up Your Word, to lift up Your Son, to lift up the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask of You right now if there's any weakness within me, help me understand it by faith that You're going to help me get through it. Father, if there's anything within me that I have not confessed to you before the start of this message, I confess it to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Purge it from my body, purge it from my mind, because again, I want to be pleasing to you the best way I can. Father, there are some who decide for some reason not to come to these sermons no more, or don't want to come to these sermons no more, decide to stay out these Bible studies or whatever. I don't know what their problem is. Father, you know what? I'm just going to ask you just to put it on their minds and try to reach to them and help them understand love. They need to come back to you. They need to draw themselves to you. They need to come to you. And the only way they're going to overcome is to accept it by faith that you're going to help them and deal with their problems. Father, bless those who are here tonight. They took their time to be here tonight. They took their time just to sit here tonight and listen to this message. You know, if it's just for me, it's just for me. But, you know, if they get something out of it, I hope they do. But, Father, again, bless them for doing so and watch over them and take care of them. Let them know that you love them very much. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. I'm still trying to get over a little cold, so you have to understand it. So, my friends, as I said earlier, and the title of this message is, Why is Faith So Important? Friends, God is not, and listen to this carefully, God is not the author of our faith. He is also the finisher of our faith. Faith begins and ends with Him. Faith is not something that we can manufacture within ourselves, something that resides in our personality, or something that is determined by hereditary or intelligence or even religious belief. No. Faith is simply being fully persuaded that God is able to do all that He has promised in accordance to His words. So tonight, we're going to cover 6 reasons why faith is so important in our Christian walk. And I had to dig deep for this, my friends. Trust me, I did. The first reason why faith is so important, faith in God always wins. That should be enough right there. I should not even say anything more on that. As Koran even says a lot, we win. We win. We win. What is it we do not understand about those words? We win. That simple, my friends. That simple. Faith is a winning attitude. Faith is positive. Doubt is a negative. Faith is the one thing that is necessary for the life in this evil world. With faith in God, we, you and I, are on the winning side. And like the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, and listen to this carefully. You heard this verse so many times. For I know who I believe and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed until him against that day. What wonderful words that Paul uttered. You see, faith in Christ makes you a child of God. Do you know him today? Do you? Do you really know him today? You see, in today's age, it may seem like that evil has overcome. It may feel like that we take 2 steps forward only to take 3 steps backwards. Some of us feels like that sometimes, but that's why I caution you, it's not based on feelings. We may think that, we may feel that, but friends, that's not what's going on. If we get knocked back, you know why? And this is my opinion. If we get knocked back or slapped back or whatever, I think it is because our faith is growing and Satan sees that and he is sending anything and everything against you to try to push you back because you're stepping out. You're moving forward. You are finally doing something right if it feels like that you're getting knocked back. Yes, it is easy to become depressed and overwhelmed. You see, we have a wonderful privilege of knowing how the story ends. A Christian can walk the life of faith, believe in God, trust in Him. So don't be a loser, my friends. Be a winner. Life is lonely, yes, pitiful and miserable without Christ. It is. If you don't have Jesus, friends, I suggest that you decide to get it right. Because without Jesus, you will be lonely and pitiful and miserable. You see, my friends, faith in the Lord changes everything that you are and makes us winners. Which brings us to the second reason why faith is so important. Faith in God gives peace. Faith in God gives peace. How do I know this? You should know this just as well as I do. Abraham, Joseph, Moses, David, John, Paul, and all others, they had their troubles in life, but they had peace of heart. And Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, very clear, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Friends, there is peace in times of affliction. When the body may be weak, the body may be suffering, the body may have pains, the body may have all kinds of difficulties, but there are peace in those times. You must understand where that peace comes from. The reason why I say this, look at Paul again. Paul had a thorn in the flesh, but he also had faith in God. There are tragedies all around us, yes, but faith in God will bring one through no matter what the sorrow may be. My friends, your peace is in having faith in Him who endured it all. The third reason why faith is so important, my friends, faith in God gives inspiration. Do you understand that? Faith in God gives inspiration. Psalms chapter 23 verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, this is a favorite, I shall not want. Romans 8:28 is another one that I like. And we know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Faith in God gives inspiration, my friends. One cannot recite these above verses that I just quoted to you without some surge of encouragement. If those two verses right there that I just read to you just not lift you up, or you kind of, ooh, I like that. Yeah, that's good. Something might be wrong. I don't know what it may be. It's going to be up to you to find out what's going on. Yes, my friends, look, some hours are dark and sad. They are. We all have them. We go through them. Faith in God, my friends, though, it inspires us. You see, as I said, when the body is weak or in the hour of temptation or when all men forsake us, what do? We look to God for inspiration. Paul said it himself, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. And what I see here, my friends, Paul had strong faith in Christ. He was a determined man, a confident man, a courageous man. Nothing could move him from his faith in God. Men may fail you and I, men may fail us, but God will never fail. The fourth reason why faith is so important. Faith in God moves me to obedience. Faith in God moves me to obedience. 1 Samuel chapter 15, 22 says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." My dear friends, your faith in God, our faith and love will move us to obedience. It's not true to say that we have faith in God and then not listen to Him nor obey Him. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, in the Bible it tells us this, that ye shall be a witness unto me. Folks, not to be a witness would be disobedience. We must obey. We must obey. A witness tells what he knows. Then the fruit will come. In fact, Jesus himself says, it's not Jimmy telling you this now, friends. Jesus himself said this, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Hey, we gotta examine this one. Hold on a minute. Jesus, I think you got this wrong. Yeah, I love you, but you know, I can't keep all your commandments. I don't want to keep your commandments. You know, there's things I want to do for myself, you know. There's things how I kind of want to live the life the way I think I live. Yes, I want you. I want heaven. I want to get there. But, you know, I won't have no fun. You know, I want to go out there and party from time to time. I want to have drink. I want to watch some of those movies. I want to hang out with some of those friends of mine. So, you know, you telling me to keep the commandments, but yet, you know, I got to give up on stuff. You know, we got a problem with this, Lord. I'm sorry, my friends, but Jesus is clear on this. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And that means we must be in total obedience to God and strip ourselves of everything that may separate us from God. And that's the problem with so many Christians today. They want Jesus, but what they did, they manufactured Jesus in their mind their way, not according to what the Bible says. Many will quote and say, "Wait, that Bible, Jim, is ancient." Oh, no. That Bible was not meant for me to live like that. Oh, no. You see, that's what the world is telling them now. The world has painted a Jesus of different persons, so that way they are okay with that, because then again, they will not come under conviction. If they're not coming under conviction, then their problem is they don't have faith in God. They don't have faith in God. My friends, the Great Commission has been given. We therefore, you and I, I'm sorry to tell you this, if I'm stepping on your toes, then so be it. But you and I, we must obey it. Faith moves us to obedience no matter what we face in life. No matter. No matter. Faith moves us to obey God. Period. End of sentence. This brings us to our fifth point for tonight. The fifth reason why faith is so important. Faith in God. Look at that, my friends. Read it. Faith in God can change any situation. If you don't believe that, then you're lacking faith. If you don't believe that, you're lacking faith, because I'm telling you right now, faith in God can change any situation you're facing. See, it was an impossible situation for Moses and Israel when they were at the Red Sea. They seemed like they were trapped. The sea was behind them, and Pharaoh's army was approaching. The mountains were on both sides of them. Oh, man, we're in a pickle here now. And they were looking at the Red Sea as before them. And guess what happened? God opened the sea, and they walked through it, and guess what? It was on dry ground. But the Egyptians, guess what happened to them? They were swallowed up by the waters when they tried doing the same thing. My friends, let me tell you something clear right now tonight. All things are possible with God, my friends. All things. Believe in it. But sadly, many people will use that and say, okay, all things is possible. And I want this car. I want this house. I want this money. I want that woman. I want that man. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. Because again, you say it according to your word, anything my heart desires that I'm going to get. What I'm telling you, the reason why you're not getting it because of your faith is not trusting God is going to do what he's going to do. Because again, your faith is misplaced thinking that, you know what, if I do this, I'm going to get it. That's wrong faith. You might want those things, but God already knows, do you need those things? So you have to accept it by faith. You know, God, I'm going to trust you to provide. I'm going to trust you to help me. I'm going to accept this by faith that I'm going to live in accordance to your words, and I know that you will take care of me no matter what I am facing in any situation in my life. I will accept that by faith. Look at Elijah. When he was contesting with the false prophets on Mount Carmel. They soaked the sacrifice and the altar with much water. I mean, they drowned that thing. That thing must have been under a foot or two of water. And guess what? When God answered his prayers, the people around there cried out, the Lord, he is God. Faith in God, my friends, can change any situation and give you hope in times of troubles. In Acts chapter 16, you read the whole chapter. There was a great revival in jail. Paul and Silas, they were locked up. To them, to any other normal person, it should have been over with. Oh, we're hosed. It's over. We're locked up. We're in shackles. We're in the dark. We're dog meat. But there was a great revival because they started singing and praising God. And before you know it, a great earthquake happened and all the doors broke open. And man, I'll tell you what, the chains fell off. And they knew God's presence was there because they had faith. And faith can change the whole city. Even if you read Jonah, look what happened. Read it if you don't think so. Faith can change the lion's den into a bedroom of rest. Faith can change a slimy pit into an easy chair. Read Jeremiah. Faith will change your home, your business, even your attitude and your church. Have faith in God. And the sixth reason why faith is so important. And I love this one. Faith in God gives compassion. Faith in God gives compassion. Our God is a God of compassion. Take a long look at Jesus and you will see compassion. From Genesis to Revelation, we have one great theme of God of love. He has compassion. Yes, he is of wrath, but he has compassion. He gave his son. He gave him up to die for us. But see, the world is crying. The world is crying. No man careth for my soul. That's what the world is crying right now. And many are wondering what's going on today. But no one will help them understand. Nobody's helping me. Nobody's helping me understand. My friends, we as believers must help them to know Jesus Christ for them to understand. You and I, we must tell them about Jesus dying on the cross for them. We must let them know by faith all things are possible in Christ Jesus. Why? Why? Because if we don't, if we don't do it, then who will? So in closing, I'm going to leave you with this. There are more dimensions to faith than simply sharing our faith with people around us, though this is important. Faith involves more than taking a bold step in a new direction, trusting that God will provide for our needs and even into our ministry. I didn't know exactly where to go after this, and I came across this quote that Corrie Ten Boom once said this. I like how she said it. She said, "If you look at the world, you will be distressed. If you look within, you will be depressed. But if you look at Christ, you will be at rest." Do you get that? If you look to Christ, you will be at rest. Folks, it is where you put your eyes. I wish I knew who was singing that song, whatever. Be careful of eyes what you see. Be careful of ears what you hear. That's a good little song because it really means a lot. Be careful of the eyes what you see. Your eyes should be focused squarely on Jesus. Faith, my friends, is all about looking to Jesus. So when you are obedient to do what God has told you to do, then you can say, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. The life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, it doesn't matter how much faith we have if we got his word. That takes all excuses away. Faith also involves the simple trust that we are in the palm of God's hands. Faith is very important because it shows us who God really is during our times of struggles, our doubts, our fears, our pains, and hardships. This is why faith is so important in our walk with the Lord. The last thing that comes to my mind in this is what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Once I read it, you should know it, but I think you know it, maybe some of you don't. But he said this in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. He says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race." Look at the last part. "I have kept the faith." I have kept the faith. I hope to say that to God one day. "Father, I have kept the faith." Faith is very important and significant for believers today because it serves as a stark reminder that the Christian life is a struggle against evil within ourselves and in this world. Our faith is in the person Jesus Christ, who is the real author of our faith, and he is also the finisher of our faith. And with this in mind, we, you and I, must choose by faith to believe that God will be forever true to his words. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you again for allowing us to be here tonight. Father, again, thank you for reminding me of some things in this message here tonight. I'm glad that you kind of let me, you know, be led in this direction and kind of use me to dig within my faith to see, you know, what I need to do and improve on. But most of all, what I fully need to understand it, you know, I got to trust you. You know, it's just that simple. All of us here tonight just has to decide, here on out, regardless of what's happening, we're going to trust you. It may be difficult, maybe hard. We may let our minds get the best of us on some days, but we truly know where the faith really is, and that's in you. Father, as I was reading this morning when Solomon, he was praying to you, and he was in your presence. You came to him and you asked him, what is it you want? And I'd be willing to give it. And I really admired that what he told you. He could have asked for many things. But all he asked for was that, God, help me have wisdom. God, help me to strengthen my faith. That's what I want. Help me to strengthen my faith. I thank you. I love you. I want to try to do my best to honor you and be obedient to you the best way I can. So like Solomon, when he even asked for wisdom, I want wisdom too. I would like to have it. But my faith needs to be strong in you, and that's what I want. So help me understand that and trust that. And Father, I pray to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.